This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Congressman Ken Buck is asking members of the Biden administration to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Joe Biden from office. The Eastern Plains Republican introduced legislation today that lists times the president has appeared confused and cited a recent special counsel report that claimed Biden has memory problems. The White House has pushed back against those claims. Federal regulators are suing to block the merger of Kroger and Albertsons, the parent companies of King Soopers and Safeway, respectively. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The Federal Trade Commission said the deal would lead to higher food prices and lower wages for workers. Combined, the supermarket giants own 253 stores in Colorado. Kroger is the largest chain in the state, while Albertsons is the third largest. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser sued to block the merger earlier this month. According to the AG, the deal would be particularly bad for the state's smaller communities, where grocery options are already limited. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
After warm weather created critical fire conditions today, temperatures will be much cooler tomorrow as a winter storm moves into the mountains. Up to 30 inches of snow could fall at Colorado's highest peaks through tomorrow. On the Front Range, National Weather Service forecasts show between 1 to 3 inches falling along the I-25 corridor. CDOT says visibility may be limited on mountain highways and snow removal operations may impact traffic. Mountain travelers should be prepared with adequate snow tires or tire chains. Follow cotrip.org. For the latest road conditions, this is CPR News.